And as you're seated, I'd like to introduce our speaker this morning. Come on up, Johnny. I failed to do that earlier, but we have the privilege of having two of the missionaries that we support as a congregation with us this morning. Allison and Johnny are here from Haiti. They have been evacuated, and we are not sure just how long they'll be here, but for a few weeks at least. In Haiti, they work both in managing nonprofits. Johnny is also one on the pastoral staff at the church where they attend. And so it's our privilege this morning to welcome Johnny Arizmi.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. The Lord be with you. So this morning, I'm very happy to be with you and to talk about something special, the knowledge and the wisdom that the Lord has brought to us. Emmanuel is a name, every time I hear this name, I feel peace, comfort, and it's like I feel joy, an amazing joy. So this song you just sung is a testimony of my life. And so I have it in French, but I'm not going to sing it because it's in French. You worry, sir. So I grew up in a non-Christian family. And I didn't know anything about Jesus, about God, and after death, what's going to come. In 2001, I was 10. I got hit by a car, and you can see the scars in my front and my forehead. I almost died that day. But Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, he saved my life. So the bad thing is, I didn't know Jesus, so I believe if I died that day, I would be in hell. 1 week after I got hit by a car, another boy got hit by a car at the same place, and he died. He was 9 years old, and I was 10. I don't know if he's in heaven or not. Jesus knows. So, I heard people talk about Jesus. I heard people talk about God, but I had no idea. My mom used to bring us to a church, Catholic church, but she mixed her Catholic practice with voodoo. So I was very overwhelmed. I didn't know what happened. So when Jesus, 2 years after I got hit by a car, he called me. He called me. I was a kid, but he called me. I know nothing about him, but he called me through a vision. And when I woke up from the vision, I told my mom, I saw something and I have to accept Jesus. Accept Jesus. But accepting Jesus, I didn't know anywhere to go because I don't know. I don't know church. I didn't know church. I didn't know anything about Jesus. So praise be to God, some kids in the neighborhood invited me to a church service that night. And that night, I accepted Jesus. And today, I have the peace, the joy that Jesus, Emmanuel, brought to us, and the knowledge and the wisdom he brought to us. Praise be to him. So, Emmanuel, as we read this morning in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 3, God sent his son to die for us. And this chapter, these verses, when God sent Jesus Christ, it was a fulfillment of his promise to David, King David. He told him, you will always have one of your descendants on the throne of Israel. So we see that God kept his promise to David. Celebrating Christmas make us give and receive lots of gifts from people, especially to our loved ones. And we often believe that our ancestors invented this tradition. And some people, many people in the Christian community, don't celebrate Christmas because they say it's something people invented. But I believe that people who believe Christmas is a bad thing, I'm sorry to say it, they are wrong. Because God is the one who started Christmas. Because he gave us this great gift, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, his wisdom and his knowledge. So, in John chapter 1, verse 1, God said everything was created by Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord and his wisdom. Jesus came to build a close relationship between us and God. That's the reason his name is Emmanuel, God with us. So Emmanuel, God with us, he shows the world there is a difference between religion, what many religions in the world believe, and what God himself is doing. Many religions in the world show people God is far beyond, so we can't get close to him. But God, instead, he said, no, I am here for you. I am coming to you. And he came and he dwells on us. That's why we receive the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, we saw Adam and Eve. They fell into temptation. Satan failed them by tempting them to eat the fruit, and they ate it. Why did they eat it? They ate it because they wanted to grow their knowledge. They wanted to know more about nature. They wanted to know more about the future. They wanted to know, to grow their knowledge. But the difference is they didn't use wisdom. Because when they ate the fruit, they rebelled against God. That's the difference between the knowledge of the Lord and the knowledge the world and Satan brought to us. So Jesus Christ, he came, the second Adam, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, Jesus is the second Adam. He came to build a relationship between us and God. So we grow in the knowledge of the Lord. The more we are growing in the knowledge of the Lord, the closer we are getting to God. That's a big difference. So, and we saw, as Mr. Sen just talked to the children, at the birth of Jesus Christ, People were looking for knowledge. They were trying to grow the knowledge. Those wise men who came from, the Middle East, at that time there was no car, no airplane, so they had to travel on foot or camel to find something special. Who was the knowledge? But, as Mr. Sandra said, many people followed the star, saw the star, but they didn't look for it. Those men, they looked for this star. And this star represents the knowledge and the wisdom of the Lord. Because they were the one who accepted to find it. That's the difference between knowing what's happening and believing it and accept it. So when we know what the Lord has said, we practice it, we become wise because we follow his word. So even today, some wise men are still following the Lord as us because we believe in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, we are blessed because we believe in Jesus. We are blessed because we have the spirit of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. He dwells in us. There is no thing else in the world who can compare to this spirit the Lord has given to us. And Jesus said that in John chapter 16. He said the world can't understand the spirit of this knowledge and wisdom because they can't receive it. They don't have it because they don't trust in Jesus Christ. So to receive that spirit, this spirit, you need to believe in Jesus Christ. And we do. We are blessed by that. We have the spirit of the Lord dwell on us. So Jesus is the one who received first the spirit of the Lord after he got baptized by John the Baptist. The Bible said the spirit came to him like a colomb. I don't say colomb. Pigeon? A dove. Pigeon. So we said pigeon, we said colomb, sorry. Okay, the spirit came to him. But after he left, he said, I'm going to give you a gift. The spirit, the Holy Spirit, will stay on you. And we received it. My brothers and sisters, I said there's a big difference between what people believe and what God truly set aside, or what God truly gave us. So we can see a big example in the Bible. In Acts chapter 10, we have a man, Cornelius. Cornelius prayed God. He was a wise, he was a really generous man. Bible said he was a good man. He was really generous to the people of God. According to verse 2, Act 10, verse 2. He prayed regularly, often. He prayed often. Verse 4, God listened to his prayer. God listened to him. He was a good man. He prayed regularly. He gave to the people of God. And God listened to him. But the difference is, even he did all those things, he didn't know Jesus. He did not know Jesus. So Jesus, God, came to him by an angel and talked to him, said, okay, send someone, find Peter for you. And when Peter came, Peter talked to them. While Peter was talking to them, the Spirit of the Lord descended to them, upon them. So, yes, Cornelius was a good man, but he didn't have the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of wisdom, he didn't have it. He has to receive Jesus, believe in Jesus to have it. That's a big difference, my brothers and sisters, between what between what the world believes and what God believes. That's why we are blessed. We have many religions in the world, but who between them follow the Lord? That's why Christianity is a great thing. Christianity is something amazing. When we celebrate Christmas, we show the world a big gift has come and we need to receive it. We show the world We have received the spirit of the wisdom, of wisdom and knowledge. The spirit of knowledge. But we are wise because we accepted Jesus. Yes, you can, you know God exists. You are a good man. You are a good person. But if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're not wise. Because in verse 3, Isaiah 11, verse 3, it said, the spirit of fear of the Lord. And in Psalm chapter 11, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yes. The world is filled, is full of wisdom, of knowledge. But if they don't follow the Lord, they are not wise. We have Descartes, René Descartes, a French philosopher. He said this in his essay, The Common Sense. He said, the greatest souls are capable of the greatest evils. And common sense is the best shared thing in the world. So, Descartes said that because he saw people surrounding him, the more they knew about things, the more they committed crimes. And he said, the greatest souls are capable of greatest evil. But for us who are Christian, for us who believe in Jesus, it's different for us. The more we know about things, the more we know about God, the humble we become. Let's see an example. John Newton. I think everyone here know of John Newton. He was a sailor. He was a trader. Brought people from Africa to Europe for slavery. But one day, he accepted Jesus by a miracle. So God visited him and he accepted God. John Newton didn't use the knowledge God gave him to make more profit in slavery. But instead, he became a preacher. He became an evangelist. And more, he became an abolitionist. I don't know, abolitionist, like someone who freed the slaves. And today we have the great song, Amazing Grace. How sweet that sound from John Newton. So that's the difference. That's one of the differences between knowledge and wisdom. So Jesus Christ is the knowledge of the Lord, but also the wisdom of the Lord. Jesus said in John chapter 14, I am the way, I am the path. I am the door. So if someone comes through me, he will find God. That means he will find wisdom. So, as believers in Christ, we're not boasting, but we know where we are. We are good. We have the wisdom of the Lord. The wise men who were following the star, when they got to Jesus, when they found the baby Jesus, they returned home. Why? Because the mission is complete. So when we find Jesus, we are satisfied. That's the wisdom of the Lord. The wisdom of the Lord, he satisfies us. The wisdom satisfies us. The wisdom of the Lord, give us peace. And when we know what the Lord has said, as I said last time, we are like people, like fans, watching highlights from a game. I love the Kansas City Chiefs. It's my team. And also, it's the Chargers. I love the Chargers too. So every time they are playing, sometimes when they are not winning, I close the TV or the phone and go away, and I watch the highlights when I get the whistle. So yes, fumble, interception, I'm not scared because I know they won the game. This is what the knowledge and the wisdom of the Lord does for us. We know the world has many problems. Trouble everywhere. War in Ukraine. Violence in Haiti. Violence in the United States. Everywhere in the world. But we have peace. Because we know Jesus told us in John chapter 16, verse 33, you will have many trouble in the world. But believe me, don't be worried, because I overcame the world. That's what the knowledge of the Lord does to us. So my brothers and sisters, let's stay in this knowledge. Let's practice this knowledge the Lord gave us. So we will become wiser day by day in His presence. God be with you.